Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
Timeless and timely. That is how I would describe a classical education. We study timeless ideas which are relevant to our own time. Students may enter a year of studying Shakespeare with the idea that his works are old, dusty, incomprehensible, and irrelevant, but nothing could be farther from the truth. As the writer of Ecclesiastes says, there's nothing new under the sun. Writers like Shakespeare proved to be timeless because they are keen observers and recorders of human nature and behavior. They tell true tales. My friend Jennifer shares one such experience about reading Julius Caesar with a group of young ladies in Classical Conversations. She intended to spend the day talking about how succession from leader to leader is difficult. Who leads is the central question of Shakespeare's Julius Caesar. Caesar has defeated his foreign enemies and proved to be stronger than those with whom he shares power. The Republic is on the brink of transformation into an empire. However, the day Jennifer came in to lead the discussion, she first asked a simple question. What stood out to you in your reading this week? One quiet girl piped up and shared, "It was Portia's speech when she is accusing Brutus, her husband, of not treating her like a wife when he doesn't tell her his plans. I planned a trip with my friends this week, and one of the girls took over the trip planning, and they went without me, even though it was my idea." Ouch. When we sin, our relationships with friends and family are damaged. That day, the class didn't discuss the transfer of power from leader to leader. They discussed friendship and loyalty. That play wasn't old, dusty, incomprehensible, and irrelevant. It was timeless and timely.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. To learn more, visit classicalconversations.com.